The 100-Minute Bible, Episode 45, The Christian Church Grows and Develops. In ensuing years, Christian congregations were set up throughout the Eastern Mediterranean. It soon became a burning issue whether Gentiles, non-Jews, could become Christians without becoming Jews as well. On a missionary tour around some of the new congregations, Peter came to Joppa. There he had a vision in which a sheet containing creatures of every description, including those which Jews were forbidden to eat, was lowered from heaven. A voice commanded, "Get up, Peter, kill and eat." Peter refused, saying he had never eaten anything unclean. The response came, "It is not for you to call unclean anything which God calls clean." While Peter was puzzling over this experience, a messenger summoned him to Caesarea, where a devout Roman centurion called Cornelius asked him to speak about his faith. As Peter did so, the Holy Spirit descended upon his hearers, all Gentiles. Because of his vision, Peter had no hesitation in baptizing them. Meanwhile, Saul, now generally known by his Roman name of Paul, based himself in the town of Antioch in Cilicia, and from there undertook missionary journeys to neighbouring lands. His standard practice was to preach first in the local synagogue to Jews and people who were not Jews but who attended Jewish worship. Then, if his ministry was rejected, he left the synagogue and preached only to Gentiles. He was much harassed by those Jews whom he failed to convert. He had to flee from place to place, and on one occasion was stoned and left for dead. Meanwhile, the persecution of Christians continued elsewhere. Herod beheaded James, the brother of John, and imprisoned Peter, who was preserved only by a miraculous escape from prison. The admission of Gentiles to the church remained a contentious topic, and a council was held in Jerusalem to decide what policy should be. The conclusion was that it was not necessary for Christians from a Gentile background to keep the Jewish law, save in certain minor respects. This decision opened the way for the church to spread more rapidly still. On another missionary journey, Paul crossed over to the European mainland and evangelized in Greece. In Philippi in Macedonia, he and his companion were flogged and imprisoned after Paul had cured a possessed slave girl. They refused the opportunity to escape, which an earthquake afforded, and so impressed the prison governor that he and all his family were baptized. This was taken from the book of Acts.